Good afternoon. This is the TechSoma Report on KCCU. I'm Cynthia Sosa. This is part two of my interview with Tom Cole, U.S. Representative for Oklahoma's 4th Congressional District.
The budget, as it concerns Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare, when you hear budget cuts, people think, you're going to take a whole bunch of stuff away from me. And it seems like it after reading some of the information.
I think actually people shouldn't worry about the cuts. They should worry about the financial stability of the system. For instance, nobody's proposing any cuts. Let's take them each individually in Social Security. Social Security is the most popular, most important program. It will run through its trust fund in 2033. It's not any immediate danger. Nobody's proposing any cuts. But if we don't do something, and we did run through the trust fund, what would happen is you would have to operate only on the money that came in, and that would result in a 22% cut in people's Social Security check, people in their 70s and 80s. You don't want to do something like that. So I actually have legislation to do what we did in 1983, the last time we fixed the system. We had a commission. It got together. It voted on some very modest changes. Didn't cut anybody's benefits, either on or near. It did slightly raise the age. So at my age now, first full check at 66. It was 65 for your father and grandfather.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I had a one-year-old son at the time. It's going to be 67. And we're going to give you 401ks and IRAs and tools that your grandparents and parents did not have. It would be done that way. With Medicare, Medicaid, they're going bankrupt faster. Their trust funds will be exhausted in the mid to late 2020s. So I don't anticipate they would be dramatically cut, but you're going to have to put some more revenue in them somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, for Social Security, for instance, probably would raise the threshold, the amount of income that Social Security taxes levied against. Most Americans pay Social Security taxes on about everything that they earn. The members of Congress, I've recommended this before, pay Social Security tax on everything. They pay the first $128,000, they make $174,000. You'd take care of a third of the problem just that way. Not off members of Congress, but just moving the income level up to there. So there's lots of little tweaks and things you can do. And Medicare and Medicaid are harder because the cost of care is escalating and growing much greater, and it's hard to predict. That last 18 months to 2 years of life in particular is extremely expensive. And that's fine. We want to do that. Let's just sit down and have a logical discussion about what additional funds we need in these programs, because too many Americans depend on them for us to go broke.
Absolutely. And so many people feel like perhaps that they've put in
the system and they're concerned.
There wouldn't be anything left for them.
Yeah, exactly.
When they need it.
The people I find that are most concerned are the ones that should be least concerned. That is, nobody's going to cut benefits for people that are already on them. People that ought to be worrying are 25 to 35 and 40 years old. Sure. And a lot of them will tell you, well, I don't expect to ever collect it. And I always tell them, you will collect it. And the real question is, do you get your full amount or do we allow something to take care? And we shouldn't do that. We can fix this. Okay. We just need to sit down and have a common sense discussion. Everybody said politically it would be impossible to fix back in 1983. Ronald Reagan was president, Republican. Tip O'Neill was the speaker, a Democrat. Howard Baker was the majority leader in the United States Senate. They did it. They fixed it. And then lo and behold, Ronald Reagan won 49 states in 84. Tip O'Neill stayed Speaker of the House.
Right.
And there weren't any change in the United States Senate. And I've had this discussion with President Trump and President Obama before him. Look, this is a popular thing to do. Now, there's going to be a lot of rhetoric and people are always afraid. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, if you fix it the right way and you do it in a bipartisan way, the two parties have to cooperate on this, then it's going to be popular. You will have saved the most popular program that we have.
Well, is there anything else that maybe you'd like to share with us that that's pressing?
Well, I think the most important immediate job of Congress, funding technically for the federal government runs out November the 21st.
Yes, sir.
Now, if we don't have a budget deal by then, we will just simply extend that probably to the end of the year. It's very important, particularly for the American military, that they have a full budget over a year. We've come to an agreement as to the total amount we're going to spend on defense the next 2 years. We need to write the bills, make the tough decisions within that number, and allow the military to continue to modernize and upgrade. That's what we've been doing for 2 years. Thought it would take about 5 years to do it. This would take care of the next two. So let's get that done. And if we can get that done, you know, by again, mid to late November, or at worst, you know, on the Christmas Eve, we need to get it done.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming by when you're in town.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. Thank you,
sir,
very much.
For KCCU, I'm Cynthia Sosa.